Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc. All rights reserved.
The best things in life are free, but you can give them to the birds and bees. I see.
We're back. 17 till. I'm Jim Blasingame. Thanks very much for staying with me. My website is smallbusinessadvocate.com. Thank you for going there and checking it out. I hope you use it to your advantage. We built it just for you. And don't forget to subscribe to my free newsletter when you get there. And don't forget to take our poll question. Lots of stuff there on the homepage. And the poll question is one of them. And we want to know what you think. We ask a different question every week. So check it out. Wayne Cruz is our guest. He's got an incredible body of work that goes back all the way back to when he joined us first in 1998, as helping us understand how rules and regulations and laws the government passes, you know, they're intended to do good things, but more times than not, when we're talking about the marketplace, they hinder us. You know, Wayne, when you and I first started doing this way back in 98, you and some of the folks at the SBA's Office of Advocacy, you know, came up with some terms, with some numbers that basically indicated that small business owners spend over double per employee per year to comply with regulations more than a big business does. And in those days, I remember, I'll never forget this, Wayne, in those days, that number for small business was about $6,000 per employee per year just for compliance, including taxes. Today, number has gone up a lot, hasn't it?
Yeah, that number's higher now, and
it's over 7,000.
It's over 7, and Mark Crane and Nicole Crane have done an update of that study for the SBA on the cost of rules. This stuff is really important because, you know, the point there is that small business takes a bigger hit from regulation than bigger simply because, you know, there's less product to spread the cost over. There are fewer employees to spread the cost over. Plus, big business has already got banks of lawyers who are doing other things. And dealing with regulation, you know, on the margin might be less of a burden for them. And of course, sometimes, you know, it's sad to say, but sometimes a larger business, and you see this in energy and cap and trade type issues, they'll support a regulation if they think it will cut out a competitor, you know, or they'll think it will make life a little more difficult for a competitor. That's why we see a lot of things
it might even pose a business opportunity for them.
Of course,
and that never, it almost never happens, and that rarely happens for small business.
A good way to put it is the accounting firms love Sarbanes-Oxley. You know, that we were just talking about. Small business may hate it, but the accounting firms are loving it because often there's somebody on the winning end of a regulation that gets to play that gets to profit from it in one means or another. But looking at those costs is always really important for the people you're talking to on the air and for small business when we do presentations in different formats around the country and different
what are some of the specifics that you're tracking these days?
Well, the reason it matters a lot is because we already know the government is spending just the dollar outlays in the neighborhood of $4 trillion a year now. You know, it's approaching $4 trillion a year, and it wasn't until President George W. Bush that we hit $3 trillion. And it was also under Bush that we hit $2 trillion. So the government in spending alone has grown that much just in the last decade.
Mr. Bush should have used his veto pen more, shouldn't he?
He should have used the veto pen a lot more. He shouldn't have been proposing things like, you know, costly prescription drug benefits and new bureaucratic educational programs. And initially, he'd even opposed Department of Homeland Security. Didn't mean he was opposed to security. Mm-hmm. He was talking about that, you know, we already had a Pentagon, we already had an FBI and all that. And he was, you know, at that time, there was actually legitimate debate that, you know, there was a different way to approach it than creating a new agency. But the tendency in government is to always do that because agencies will get that power. Politicians can then turn to something new, you know, to deal with. But it's important to keep regulations in mind because if government is spending $3 trillion, and if now we know from Dr. Crane, the doctors Crane, that the costs are now approaching $2 trillion, that means that we've got a hidden tax that is almost half the level of the actual above-board amount the government spends. Mm. You can think the government's out of control and spending too much and the deficit is high, but you can at least just simply open the newspaper or go to the you know, go to the Office of Management and Budget website and see exactly how much it costs you. At least you know. But yeah. with regulations, you don't.
It's a stealth tax.
The federal government. Exactly. And as the situation gets more grim, as, you know, as the government is trying to do more things and spending more money, but the deficit's out of control and nothing left, there's nothing left that's shovel ready, it's going to regulate instead. And then it'll be off budget and you won't be able to detect it. I mean, you know, I always give the example of the jobs program. You know, Congress could mandate a jobs program and have the Department of Labor fund it, and that would appear in the federal budget. On the other hand, regulatory agencies could mandate that Fortune 500 and medium-sized businesses fund job training.
Right.
That doesn't appear in the federal budget.
Right.
That's a hidden regulatory.
Well, you know,
so that's why it's important. That's why. Well, I just say that last thing is that's why it's important. We always point out that at least rudimentary regulatory cost budgets and sunsetting
right.
for regulations and things like that are very important.
Well, Wayne, you know, I've asked small business owners all around the world, not just in the United States but in other countries. I've asked them. If you had more of your money back that the government takes from you, from whatever, from excessive regulations, from taxes, if you had more of that back to keep instead of sending it to the government, what would you do with that money? And Wayne, in every case, without a blink, without a second hesitation, every one of them said, "I'd put it back in my business."
Mm-hmm.
Which includes, and you and I both know when that happens, that means they would hire people. They would invest in the company.
Mm-hmm.
That's what they're talking about. And big businesses can't always be counted on doing that because they got investors they're beholden to. They got to pay dividends or whatever they're trying to do. They're
That's
paying
right.
their CEOs big salaries. And so this is why the government the increased regulations and increased taxes is an extreme burden on small businesses. Wayne Cruz and I will be right back. When we get back after these messages, I want to get Wayne to talk to us about how can we actually put a freeze on what he calls non-essential rulemaking. Stay with us. We'll be right back.
Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc., intended for the private use of our audience. Except as otherwise provided by copyright law, all other copying, redistribution, or publication without prior written consent is prohibited. All rights reserved.